now looked at the synthetic response of protein in muscles.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we'll be starting off with the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by a brilliant scientist, Dr. Joseph Firth, to talk about how B vitamins actually reduce schizophrenia symptoms. This is brilliant. There's a lot of families out there whose children have schizophrenia. They're torn apart by it. Could adding B vitamins to their diet actually give you a child that's much more manageable? We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But without further delay...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Busy beaver, brother. I get the questions coming in fast and furious.
They're actually coming in the morning of the show. And this happens often. People go, oh, the Blueprint Power Hour's on. I forgot to send that question. But luckily, this guy got through. And
right.
We're going to add it to the list. So I'm not going to talk about anything else. We don't really have any announcements, right?
Right. Nothing to pimp.
Let's go right to the questions.
Okay. So Patrick writes me about Progenitrix. He says, I just finished my cycle, and I must say I've gained noticeable size and strength, which is very clear now. I absolutely love the product, despite having tried similar ones in the market. This is the best. I literally can't wait till my next cycle, but wondering if it would be okay to use PES Erase Pro afterwards. The option is yours. Progenitrix, although there's research showing that it does boost and, in fact, doubles testosterone, there is no evidence that it is suppressive. One of the nice things about the active ingredient, anacyclis peritrum, is that the alkamides, which are the speculated active ingredients, tend to hang around in the body for at least another 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, I suppose if you want to, it's a viable avenue of continuing to boost test. But for clarity's sake, post-cycle therapy is not required with Progenitrix. And that and the fact that all of the weight's in the muscles and not around the waist is a big selling point of Progenitrix.
Tells you something's happening different than the other stuff out there. Jerry Sags, it sounds like you're having much success with these new workouts you're performing. Since new usually equals sore, but you're presumably using Synthogen, how sore are you, and how does that play into your training frequency? I can only recover from training hard and heavy 3 days a week, so how do I up that?
We were in similar situations. I was only able to recover from 3 workouts a week, but I was looking for a more frequent schedule for use during what I call mini ramps, meaning I like to ramp up training frequency and volume prior to a deload, since you gain strength, right, at a phenomenal rate that way. If you're performing brand new movements, you're accentuating the negative, or you're otherwise taking your straight line out for a curve, some degree of soreness is normal. It's one and done with Synthogen, though. As once the body has seen it, this workout once, you know, subsequent DOMS is negligible. For some, it's non-existent. So here's what we know. Large muscle groups take longer to recover than small ones. And your central nervous system takes longer to recover versus just replenishing the chemical energy. That'll always hold true no matter what program you're on. So what I do is I'll train 5 days straight, then I'll back off for 48 hours, and I'll try to run it for 3 weeks. So let's look at an example. On Monday last week, I squatted heavy, right? I worked up to 8-10 for 7 on the leverage squat. Then I did tempo contrast sets, where you slow the rep speed down quite a bit. Glute ham raises followed by leg presses, and those kind of rounded things out. Tuesday and Wednesday, I had no real soreness, just a feeling of the muscle, let's call it, being tight. Instead of hammering my legs again, though, you know, on Tuesday, I trained calves and abs. Wednesday, it was chest, back, and shoulders. Thursday, it was wall walks and neck. Friday, it's back to calves and abs. Saturday and Sunday, I take those days off. I'll do cardio in order to make sure I'm 100% again on Monday. And then that workout using ladders on the hip belt. Now, you might view this as legwork only taking place once a week. What you might not understand is just how much wall walking or bridging works everything, especially the legs. If you simultaneously bend the legs, bend your knees, as you walk down the wall, and you only walk up, back up the wall, one or two hand steps, you're essentially performing a sissy squat, you know, which works the quads in dramatic fashion. And as the bridge works everything, you know, every muscle in the body about, it goes a long way toward training all muscles at least twice a week. And the research on that is clear. Training a muscle group at least twice and up to three times a week resulted in a lot better growth versus just once. The key is picking efficient compound movements. You know, no more than two or three a day, ideally two, and giving bigger muscle groups more time to recover between workouts than smaller ones. You know, so given this schedule and dosing Synthogen like that, I'm able to train 5 days a week versus three. For 3 weeks, I can't do it forever, but I hit every muscle group twice. The 48 hours I'm off from the weights, right, I'll do some cardio or stretching, but I'm on the anabolic diet, so I get the big carb refeed. And come Monday, I'm 5 to 10 pounds heavier, all in the muscles, as strong as an ox. Now, you may or may not be on the anabolic diet, but consider mini ramp strongly for 3 weeks and then back off. I'm pretty sure you're going to be pleased with what you see.
The next question comes from, I don't have a name. It just says, I heard you last week saying Mass would be on SHR sponsor very soon. I've ordered plenty of Synthogen from them, but at a loss for their other offerings. Can you advise as to what's worth it? And if anything, who carries stacks well with it? If anything, he carries stacks well with it. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I'll give you just a little bit on who Mass is, because they may be new to a lot of folks. And then I'll get into some specific product recommendations. Well, for a lot of people, their reference point with Mass is Synthogen, right? They handle everything. They bottle it, sell it, et cetera, et cetera. You should know that the final prototype I submitted to Mass was good. It was real good. But the finished product was even better. I'll go so far as to say a lot better. Why is that? It's because Mass really does use the absolute finest ingredients he can source. I'm talking about American-made aminos, some of the best herbal extracts you'll find anywhere, and very precise ingredient combinations. When you study the formulas, it tells you a lot. So since inception, Mass has been a protein / amino acid and herbal extract company. You're not going to find carb powders, one of everything, or high-margin products anywhere on the site. He doesn't have fancy labels. You know, he doesn't advertise in the muscle magazines. What he does invest in are the ingredients in the products. So with little to no fanfare, most of his products undergo upgrades every so often to increase potency or efficiency. Now, I can't go into details on this, but where his products are made says a lot, too, right? The lab that makes Synthogen does most of its work for the medical field. His protein is put together at one of the cleanest labs in the country, and it looks like the new Tranquilogen is going to be done there, too. So, like any company, he doesn't have a lock, right, on every product category. He does have some category killers, and the one that I would steer you to is Adaptogen N. It is a savvy combination of real Bulgarian trib, Uricomi longifolia, longjacks. He uses a custom 25-to-1 Suma, the only 25-to-1 on the market, melatonin and DHEA. Back in the day, I ran labs on that, showing a 55% increase in tests within 30 days. I'm not the only one. You can see blood work up on the site. It's been his number one seller for 20 years, and, you know, it's going to take you 3 weeks or less to see and feel it. Sooner in the bedroom department, if you know what I mean. Other products, key ones Eddie carries, in my opinion, canthaxanthin, bronze organic canthaxanthin. It's the only stuff on the market that's not laced with food dyes. A lot of companies cut their canthaxanthin with FD&C red and all this nonsense. So the one issue that some people might have is many of his formulas are proprietary, and I understand that irks people sometimes, but hear me out on this, because Synthogen is proprietary. In this business, you can protect your formulas one of two ways. You can patent them, or you can prop blend them. In the event you patent them, you're going to be in court every time a company tries stealing your formula. And, you know, a lot of these suits cost thousands, sometimes tens of thousands, and there's no guarantee, by the way, you'll prevail. A prop blend, on the other hand, makes it very difficult to guess how much of what is in it. Now, you've heard me spout off about, you know, the unique ratio of essential aminos I use in Synthogen. 2 years, 17 prototypes went into that. Imagine if it was out there on the label for the world to see, you know, and then everyone and his brother would have a product that probably did 75% of what Synthogen does. I'd be in court fighting him. Not going to happen. Here's the bottom line. Make Adaptogen N your first stop. If you aren't looking and performing better in 21 days, and this is his guarantee, he offers a no-questions-asked, money-back guarantee. You know, stack that with Synthogen, and the word unbreakable will come to your mind.
Let's see if we can squeeze one more in and go a little bit long on this segment here. So Paul Watley says, where do you stand on SARMs, in particular RAD-140?
Yeah, well, you know what? I need to thank my good friend and friend of the show, Panos Antonakos.
Yes, here. Of course.
He was very generous, and he sent me several bottles of RAD-140 months ago. So for reference sake, RAD-140 was supposed to be the SARM that changed it all, as good as testosterone. And in the studies, testing was carried out mostly on mice and monkeys. However, the results of those studies have shown to be very, very promising. For instance, it was proven that RAD-140 had the unique property of countering some of the prostate enlargement issues that science thinks testosterone is responsible for, which makes it a perfect stacking agent for highly androgenic steroids that cause that undesired effect. Furthermore, when it was given to monkeys, there was a pretty drastic increase in lean body weight, right, while they were getting it. It was dose-dependent, so the bigger the dose, the more pronounced the increases were. Here's my feedback. I used the stuff for 8 weeks with a higher protein diet and my usual training program. Here's what I would tell you. There was nothing earth-shattering. You know, the scale probably showed an additional 3 to 4 pounds, but I didn't have body comp to say what those pounds consisted of. I can tell you my strength gains were not anything out of the ordinary, right? So at my age, it's 5 more pounds here, maybe a rep there. I can't say my muscles really felt any different. I can't point to any increase in muscle fullness, hardness, or even measurements changing much. And my measurements didn't change. Now, does this mean RAD-140 is useless? No. I'll tell you why. It's been shown that it exerts the same effects as testosterone in the brain, making it a useful compound for the prevention of neurodegenerative diseases. They're actually looking pretty hard at this right now. Apparently, it also drastically reduces cell death after suffering a stroke. So I can see some benefit here, maybe running it alongside more traditional anabolics. But think about it this way. If RAD 140 was putting 10 or more pounds on guys reliably in the real world, you'd be hearing about it. It's been on the market a while now, and I'm not seeing that kind of feedback. So it has its place. Just temper your expectations. Don't think you're going to be getting huge off RAD 140 anytime soon.
But there's something that Rob repeated no fewer than three times in this whole dissertation. As good as testosterone. As good as testosterone. As good as testosterone in the brain. You know what? Why not just use testosterone? We just did a show that shows that testosterone therapy actually reduces BPH and prostate cancer. Testosterone is not the cause of prostate problems. Your lack of frequent orgasms is. Find a girlfriend and protect your prostate. Or better yet, masturbate. Studies show that the more frequent a man orgasms, the less likely he is to develop prostate cancer.
Wow.
Stop blaming testosterone, everybody. It's not testosterone. It's your lack of using the gland that has one job and one job only. Use it more often. And anytime something says, it's just as good as such and such, just use such and such. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest price, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I love this next question. I love it. I don't know what your answer is going to be, but I'm waiting with bated breath. So Mike Blanchard says, so I see where AST Research has a new protein out, something called myogen protein. What is it, and is it worth it?
Well, first I'll give you what they say it is.
Which is, I got, before you even say it, I got to believe it's a lot of hooey, gobbledygook, misunderstood use of words and terms that are supposed to dazzle the newbie.
Yeah, it is billed as a revolutionary new two-phase leucine-specific hydrolyzed whey protein phospholipid hybrid engineered with groundbreaking integrated mTOR activation technology.
See, this is the kind of company that gives the supplement industry a bad rap. Really. I mean, it's like every protein powder probably fits that. Anything that has high leucine in it. This is all nonsense. Gibberish.
So here's my take on things. Whether it's whey, casein, or some other protein, hydrolyzing it simply means cutting the protein strings into shorter chains, usually lengths of 2 to 3 amino acids called di and tripeptides. Doing so brings a protein's molecular weight down as measured in Daltons. What you really want if you're using a hydrolyzed protein is something with a molecular weight of 400 Daltons or less. Unfortunately, I could not see where this product listed the molecular weight, but it does speak to incredible taste. Well, there's our first discrepancy. Any protein that's hydrolyzed down to a molecular weight of 400 Daltons or under is bitter, as in very bitter. So the degree of hydrolyzation here, I don't believe is that great, assuming their taste description, you know, it's delicious, is on the mark. So next we get to phospholipids and leucine peptides. Those are nice things to have in a product, but, you know, you can replicate it easy enough by mixing your protein, right, and a tablespoon of lecithin granules or adding extra leucine.
And wait. But see, the leucine peptides is something new that Fonterra is promoting. So Fonterra, a guy emailed me several months ago who's working on a product, and I was happy to help him, and he said, you know, Fonterra's offering this here new leucine peptide rich protein powder. So unless they're using some sort of catalytic conversion process that's increasing the leucine, which they can't do, they're taking the leucine from something else and adding it to this, which means that some of the other protein products probably won't meet label claims if someone actually snoops around and checks.
Yeah, and you know, not just that, but I'm not aware of any research showing that leucine peptides activate mTOR any better
than leucine.
Than straight leucine.
Yeah. You know,
They are, however, likely quite a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
So you can buy a commercial hydrolyzed casein with an average molecular weight of 250 or so, or something even lower if the source material is, believe it or not, silk cocoons. I believe that's in the neighborhood of 90 to 150 daltons. In both cases, you want to keep the waste paper basket handy, though, as these are extremely bitter. There simply isn't anything you can mix it with that'll get rid of that bitterness. Frankly, I used dientripeptides in an early version of Synthogen, and I wasn't impressed. I mean, at least with what I was able to accomplish by arranging the 9 essential aminos. The literature says that shouldn't be the case. It says dientripeptides get absorbed faster. Well, perhaps so. But for purposes of recovery, the essential aminos vastly outperform peptides, I suspect, given my ability to tweak them. Finally, understand in this product, it's still a whey protein base they're using.
Yeah.
You know, if you're buying protein powder, it's to increase levels of protein synthesis. And on that score, whey is fast to act, but it's also fast to wash out. Right? At about the 90-minute mark, the aminos from whey start disappearing. A whole milk protein, as with Thrive, is just getting started at the 90-minute mark, you know. There's a micellar casein content that extends out to 7 hours. And when you throw in probiotics, essential fatty acids, essential amino acids, I think you even have some vitamin D in there.
D and A, real A, retinol, palmitate.
You know, it's in my opinion, it's no contest. And Thrive is actually cheaper, too, at least in the 3-pound version.
Hell yeah.
So bottom line, if you're buying protein powder, make it the most efficient and well-rounded possible. For my money, that's Thrive. And listen, for the longest time, I have been on this show talking about the wonders of MassPro Whey, which is a fine whey protein. But the research is clear. Whole milk proteins, inclusive of both whey and casein, are far superior. To say nothing of who wants to keep dosing whey protein every 90 minutes throughout the day. I don't.
Well, but you know what? Look, Adele Moussa has done several great blog posts showing that whey plus casein produces more muscle gains, a greater protein synthetic response than whey alone or casein alone. And people are going, wow, that's amazing. No, it's not amazing. That's what human breast milk is made out of. Whey and casein. It's not like as though we stumbled onto something. We've ignored something. We've isolated. Oh, well, this is all we want. No, that's not all we want. There's a reason why over the millions of years of evolution that breast milk is built the way it's built. It's because it's the best thing for us. And yeah, just taking one little aspect of it and going, well, this is all you need, you're missing the boat. You're ignoring the science.
Yeah, nature doesn't mess up.
No, no, we have to take a break on that note. We've got lots more great questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. If you have not been to CoachRobRegish.com, at least within the past week, you should go, because there's new content added all the time. And who knows, that one little bit of information that you gather today by going there could mean the difference between you breaking a plateau or making gains that you never thought you could. You don't believe it? Join the tens of thousands of people who are experiencing that it's knowledge that builds muscle at CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
So if you know someone who suffers from schizophrenia or has a child that suffers from schizophrenia, it usually comes on around puberty, we may have a really simple solution for them. In some specific B vitamins. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. Right now you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. And the next question comes from Alex Rodriguez. Is that A-Rod, the baseball player?
I don't know. He's retired now, though.
In my time off from not playing baseball, no. I've been doing a lot of reading about carnosine. Sounds dynamite, especially for the type of training I do, CrossFit. What do you think? And are there any other supplements that would help with my CrossFit workouts?
You know, at first blush, carnosine looks like the ideal way, right, to increase carnosine levels in the body. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. The rate-limiting substrate for carnosine synthesis is beta-alanine, which will combine with histidine to form carnosine. When you take just straight oral carnosine, it's broken down into beta-alanine and histidine, and then taken back up as carnosine. You know, add to that fact, carnosine is more than double the cost of beta-alanine. and you can see why it's not the best choice. And I'm going to level with you. CrossFit, I think, is at best dangerous and at worst irresponsible. Now, sure, I'm aware that there are different CrossFit events, but the common denominator looks to be exhausting people. You know, if it's one thing to run someone into the ground, like, say, on long-distance stuff, triathlons, etc., but to do that while performing inherently dangerous movements like power cleans in a fatigued state, in my mind, that's just irresponsible, right? Because what happens when you tire? Your form breaks down. You know, what happens when your form breaks down, especially?
You injure yourself.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and on that score, I've seen plenty of CrossFit athletes hurt themselves. It just isn't worth it. Now, this may just be me and my exposure to them, but many a CrossFit athlete I know is a former fatty. There's one common thing there is they're terrified of getting fat again, and therefore they embrace the little to no rest between set stuff. There's a time and a place for that, but it isn't all the time. And it seems to me that's what they do. The way to stay lean, first and foremost, is to watch what you eat. And, yeah, structure your training and cardio appropriately and keep tabs on yourself. That latter point is worth reiterating. Buy a tape measure. Take measurements. Ditto for pictures. Everybody's got a cell phone these days. Put it to good use. Let's call it once every 3 weeks. You do those measurements and pictures. You're going to be shocked one way or the other as to what you see. And, you know, it doesn't allow you to go the wrong way for long. Because if the tape measure and pictures are not to your liking, change something. You know, without those checks and balances, though, most people just buy bigger pants and go merrily on their way. Now, if you still insist on CrossFit, I would suggest combining beta-alanine with baking soda. I've seen Adele post some good studies on that. IP6, inositol hexaphosphate, can be very helpful, as well as citrulline. Those buffering agents and such should delay fatigue, and citrulline has both nitric oxide and ammonia scavenging properties. Keep the vitamin C, garlic, and echinacea handy. That would be my final tip, because whenever you overtrain, your immune system gets whacked and whacked pretty good.
Just yep.
Be ready for it.
And you know something? I've been doing giant sets now for months, and you just reminded me. I think next week I'm just going to go back in and do single sets of stuff for a while. You know, I'm pushing myself into that over failure. By the way, speaking of overtraining and flirting with it, Leo Costa is going to be back on the show in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
You know, he had 3 strokes in 3 days or 3 weeks. I'm trying to think. It was 3 weeks.
No.
But he's back to Leo. I mean, it's going to be a very inspiring story. He'll be on in a couple weeks, I believe.
Oh, I can't wait. Great interview, man. Yeah. Way to score it.
What was his book again that we first talked about back in 2006? Big Beyond Belief.
Big Beyond Belief.
Jimmy Valiant says, I really want to know the truth about D-aspartic acid. Is it a test booster or isn't it?
I can sum up this answer in 2 words. It is not. Isn't. Multiple studies have now shown that DAA is ineffective. You know, why does it keep showing up in test boosters? You know, these companies know, I think, the average consumer doesn't read medical studies.
Bingo.
You know, at best, you know, they might visit Subversity once a month, which is a great way of keeping up on things. But, hey, you know, it's a lot to keep up with, even for a guy like me who's in the business. If you're looking for a test booster to try, I would consider, again, Mass's adaptogen. The core ingredient is trib, but there's a whopping 1,500 milligrams of it, and it's legit Bulgarian trib.
And it's been around for how many years now, adaptogen N?
It's been around since 1995.
And people buy it every month, and they're not buying it every month because it's not working.
It's his number one seller.
I know.
So, you know, some people with bad mouth trib, but the fact is most studies, you know, finding negligible results used questionable trib. You therefore need to reconcile that with the fact it's been on the market, right, since the late 80s, trib has, and still today, there are plenty of repeat buyers. You can argue it doesn't increase test studies. You know, I've seen mixed results. Some show none, some closer to 30% increase. 30% is what I got. Of course, adaptogen isn't just tribulus, but I'd like to keep your attention there. There's another study reviewed by Adele showing among those men aged 45 to 60, they got a 12% rise in test, but a 20% increase in IGF-1, and they lost 2 kilograms, what's that, 4.4 pounds, 7% body fat, and they maintained their lean muscle. They did all this in 12 weeks. So the authors concluded, you know, trib can be a successful form of countering the aging process. Isn't that what you buy a supplement for? You get better results faster. So whether you call it a test booster, an IGF-1 booster, or a fat burner, whatever you call it, the bottom line is using trib gave these men better results faster than not using it. The fact it helps in the bedroom doesn't hurt either, you know, to say nothing of its primary benefit, heart health. You know, you heard right. Trib is fantastic for the heart, as most of the credible research on it is found there. And it does so by increasing levels of nitric oxide, the saponins, ferrostenolic saponins in trib. And that spells benefits in the heart and below the belt. So while we're on the subject, I see no over-the-counter products that really boost test to a what I'll call muscle-building significant degree. You want to boost test? Inject it. You know, now, where do I think certain trib products hold value and shine? It's in the areas of this more favorable body comp, what you'd be taking tests for, I guess, quality of life, and certainly libido. The stuff, for sure, it functions as beer goggles without the beer.
Huh.
Here's the bottom line. If it didn't do something, trib would have been history long ago. It does have noticeable effects, which is why it's a repeat buy superstar. If you're over 40, I would be looking into it.
We're going to take a break, and then we have the blueprint tip of the day, which ironically is called priorities, and I can't wait to hear what that's about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrate to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrate from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States.
and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, check, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Give it to me, baby. You know what she wants, Rob? She wants the tip of the day.
The tip of the day is one singular word, and it's priorities. So I'm going to relay the story now of a young man I bumped into recently, someone who listens to the Power Hour quite intently. And now this cat's knowledge of supplements rivals mine, maybe even yours, Carl. He can explain not just the theory, but also boasts over 2 decades of real-world practical usage. So, like many of us then, he's an experiment. Now, we can sugarcoat it if we want to, but the reality is that we're experiments. Those of us that have used everything there is to use, so like me, his qualifiers are legal and effective, which, if you're paying attention, the word safe is conspicuously absent. You know, long-term side effects, I crossed that bridge 30 years ago. So did he. But here's what went down. So I see him in the gym, and he was lamenting his slow rate of progress. So he launched into the minutiae of what he was doing. Well, was he eating above maintenance levels? Check. Was he sleeping a minimum of 8 to 10 hours a night? Check. Supplements? I hope you're sitting down, because here's the list. Every day, he starts the day with the following. Ephedrine, caffeine, forskolin, baby aspirin, multivitamin, multimineral, 2 caps phosphatidylserine to control cortisol, 1 gram of vitamin C, 400 IU of vitamin E plus mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols, 300 milligrams of RALA, 1 scoop of whey protein, repeated 7 more times throughout the day. about every 2 hours, 5 grams of creatine mono, and 2 caps of Cesis twice a day. Pre-workout, he tells me, more ephedrine, caffeine, and forskolin. On top of that, if he's training legs, he'll have a Redline energy drink or DMAA. 100 milligrams of phenylparacetam, 2 caps curcumin, 2 caps Cesis, 600 milligrams of acetyl-L-carnitine, 100 micrograms huperzine A, 10 grams of essential aminos. Throughout the day, 2 shots a day, 100 micrograms of MOD-GRF-129, no DAC, along with 100 micrograms of GHRP-2 or hexarelin. Twice a week, he's shooting 100 milligrams of Tef-Sip and a 1 milligram of Arimidex. So total of 200 milligrams Tef-Sip a week, 1 milligram of Arimidex. Post-workout, 3 grams of GABA. He then waits 20 minutes. He has 1 scoop of carbolin and 1 scoop of whey protein isolate, 2 more curcumin, 2 more Cesis, 1 scoop creatine orotate, 500 milligrams guanidinopropionic acid, and 10 more grams of essential aminos. Before he goes to bed, 40 grams of micellar casein, 3 caps ZMA, 10 milligrams melatonin, and when he wakes up, as he usually does in the middle of the night, 5 more grams of GABA. I have no idea what the monthly outlay for all that was, but for sure, it's in the hundreds of dollars. Now remember, he's perplexed as to why he's not growing. In his words, I've hit a plateau. I just can't get over 200 pounds. I then asked him, what kind of training are you using? He said, well, it's kind of my own thing. I said, okay, what's your own thing? He responded that he trained one muscle group every day, at least 5 days a week, sometimes 6. I said, okay, show me your training, Joe. He didn't have one. The mind is a fickle thing. You know, did you bench 250 for 5 last workout, or was it 6? How fast or slow were the reps? What was your total tonnage? And what exercises were you using? He said that depends on, you know, whatever piece of equipment's available. But generally, he switched things up, movements, every workout. I asked what he switched up or why. He said, I switch up the exercises because it hits the muscle from different angles. And then he says, you know, that's what keeps you growing, except it doesn't. And I reminded him of why he asked me in the first place. So do you see what's going on here? Without engineering a workout to stimulate muscle growth, that flicking of the switch, all of those super supplements in the world are not going to put a lick of muscle on you. Put it this way. You try this sometime. Walk up to somebody at a gym. Ask them to rattle off 3 ways to overload their muscles. If they can't do that in short order, they failed. This guy failed. He couldn't name one. If you're not writing this stuff down, you failed. Muscles do not grow by just performing different movements. They don't grow by shotgunning supplements. They grow by you getting stronger. And that's the essence of today's lesson. If you remember only one thing from this show, make it this. Focus on getting stronger from workout to workout, and a lot of other things tend to take care of themselves. You need to walk into the gym with a goal. It is not rocket science. Even I can do the math. You know, set a timer for 5 minutes. Do as many chins as possible. Do more chins in the same 5 minutes next workout. There's nothing magical here. Nothing esoteric. But for God's sake, get out of the supplement weeds. This guy was just almost exclusively talking supplements. I would challenge you to do this. For 1 month, just 1 month, you're going to stop buying supplements. Let's say you spend $150 a month on them. Not absolutely not uncommon. Next month, you're going to invest that $150 on information. For quite a bit less than that, you could have a year subscription to the Bulletin or one of Brooks Cubic's excellent books or whatever. If it isn't just what the doctor ordered, I'll give you your money back. No questions asked. Most other reputable vendors will do the same. Every person that has taken me up on this has got stronger. Every single one. Because what happened? Their focus shifted. It shifted from getting X amount of grams of protein and creatine every month or week or whatever to training smarter. Training for overload. Now, once that condition has been met, now your creatine and your protein, etc., can be put to work. Not a second earlier. You either get overload right or you don't grow, period. So the choice is yours for just 1 month out of your lifting career. Choose wisely and choose information, be it mine, Brooks's, or someone else's. You will not be disappointed.
Well, and you know, it's funny. I had no idea that this is what you were going to talk about. And the reality is that I said this going into one of the breaks, that people should go to your website, because if they gain one little bit of knowledge, it could impact their training indefinitely. And the reality is, what we end up using to make gains is learning about our bodies, learning what works, learning what doesn't work, learning different types of loading patterns, learning how to oscillate them in and out of our programs, learning about periodization. It's all knowledge. It really, the smallest amount of this is the result of something you can buy in a capsule and swallow. Even diet is knowledge. You learn what works for you dietarily. You learn how much protein works the best for you. You learn what foods to keep out of the mix. You learn how important sleep is. It's all knowledge-based. Everything. And if you think that what you know about this journey is all you need to know, then you're not on the journey at all.
Yeah, and you know what? Looking back over over 30 years now of training, I can honestly tell you that every major breakthrough I had in size and strength was a direct result of a training program. And, you know, I just keep coming back to it. That little book, Super Squats, that book, Big Beyond Belief, that book, The Blueprint. Guys, the book Dinosaur Bodyweight Training by Brooks Cubic or any of Brooks's books. These things are going to vault you forward more so than any pill, powder, or potion, including mine. You hear all the time I talk about how wonderful Synthogen, Progenitrex, Tranquilogen are. That stuff pales in comparison to the training breakthroughs that you will avail yourselves to when you order this sort of information. And it's yours for the rest of your life. At the end of 30 days, your Synthogen's gone. You got an empty bottle. At the end of 30 days in Brooks's books, you're just scratching the surface, brother.
Yeah, I know. The knowledge you take forever. You use it forever. You buy it once and you use it forever. Great point. Rob Regish, the website is CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today, be stronger tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm focusing on really keeping the information current. So there's a lot of great free stuff there too, guys, you know.
All right, we'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about B vitamins and schizophrenia. Serious stuff. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Never dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the keto ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. Welcome back. You know, a lot of people, actually people I know personally, a guy I grew up with has a son who has schizophrenia. I developed it actually during puberty, which seems to be the onset of when this condition can happen with some frequency. And it's a very painful disease. Families are torn apart by it. And the drugs that they usually use to treat schizophrenia have some nasty side effects, and quite often the side effects are worse than the actual condition that they treat. What if B vitamins could be a first line of defense in treating this issue? My next guest is Dr. Joseph Firth. How you doing, Dr. Firth?
I'm good, thank you. Just Joey's fine.
Okay, very good. And you are with the psychological medicine department at the University of Manchester, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Division of Psychology and Mental Health.
Okay. And so, you know, the first question I have to ask, whenever I read studies like this, I think to myself, what questions were they trying to answer? What studies led up to this? What gave you any indication that this should be looked at in this condition? So what work preceded this?
Well, pretty much exactly what you were saying to open this little segment there, which is that the medications that you use to treat schizophrenia, they do have quite a lot of side effects and even worse side effects at higher doses. So people with the condition, you know, if the medications aren't having the desired effect, it's not always the best option to just keep increasing the dose. So we're looking for other treatments. And also they don't really result in like what we'd count as long-term recovery. A lot of people, you know, even if they're taking the medications, suffer continuous relapses like over the course of their entire lives. So finding like new treatments which can improve recovery is like a real priority at the moment in schizophrenia treatment. And so nutrients is like one thing which obviously doesn't have negative side effects, but that does have positive biological effects. And so these trials have sort of stemmed from that line of reasoning.
So some of the drugs that they use to treat various psychoses also have an unspoken side effect that has nothing to do with the brain, but in fact predispose the people taking these drugs to metabolic syndrome, obesity, high blood pressure, dyslipidemia, and other nasty things like that. These people become very, very obese. They develop pre-diabetes and so on. Do the drugs that they use to treat schizophrenia carry any of those side effects as well?
Oh yeah, it's like absolutely brutal, especially in like the early stages of illness. Like all the patients that I work with are like what we call early psychosis. So it means young people being treated with psychotic disorders that might not be schizophrenia, but being treated for the first time. And you can see just in like a matter of months, a complete transformation in people's body shape. You know, they gain sort of between 10 and 15 kilos within the first couple of years of treatment. And it's all just typically of terrible sort of body fat, and it really, you know, like you say, has terrible metabolic effects, and it reduces people's life expectancy. But then also, like, the psychological effects of that sort of negative body transformation is pretty drastic on a young person. It, you know, it stops people wanting to go out, it stops people from wanting to see their friends or doing sports and exercise, and that is a very serious, but like you say, under side effect of antipsychotic medications, which is a huge problem and something that we're trying to get past all the time.
That's tragic. It really is tragic. Okay, so you're doing good work here. So talk about B vitamins. How was this study designed?
Okay, so well, what we've done with this particular study is drawn together data from 17 clinical trials that have been conducted over like the last 20 years. And because obviously they've trialed a lot of different nutrients and a lot of different vitamins and minerals and at different doses as well. So in order to get a better idea and a better understanding of what could actually work to help improve outcomes in people with schizophrenia, we've gathered all this data together and conducted what we call a meta-analysis to see, you know, what works basically.
Okay, so in this meta-analysis, what criteria were required in order for a study to be included?
Yes, so we only included like a randomized controlled trial. So that's like the gold standard of clinical trials. It's where, you know, you've got two groups of participants who are both matched, or they're going to be matched because you've split them completely at random. And one group will be receiving a placebo treatment. One group will be receiving the nutrient that you're trying to test. And then you compare the outcomes in terms of their psychiatric symptoms after a given period of time.
And so when you looked at the data, and you're obviously you had someone who was a statistician who does this, what did the research reveal?
Yeah, so it revealed that antioxidant vitamins, such as vitamin E, don't really have much of a positive effect on symptoms. In fact, no significant change after the treatment with vitamin E. But B vitamins, when we combined all seven studies, we were like about 297 patients, we found that these had quite a moderate, significant effect on people's total psychiatric symptoms. That sort of means their overall mental well-being, significantly reducing that. And this is people who are already receiving medication but not recovering. So it's on top of the usual effects of antipsychotic medications having quite a notable effect on people's psychiatric status. And this is quite interesting because some of these studies, they were doing it over a very short period of time. We're talking like 1 or 2 weeks, and we'd see quite a significant drop in total symptom status. So it suggests that the effect is like almost immediate.
So my sister had Parkinson's disease and she died from it. Oh. What I learned working with her through her disease was that when they treat a patient with a drug like Sinemet, they tell the patient to stop taking any B vitamins because the B vitamins actually compete in the dopaminergic cells with the Sinemet, which made me wonder if high-dose B vitamins could be a protocol for people with Parkinson's disease, but that's a totally different topic. So I started to really delve into the vitamin B information. And what I learned very many years ago was that we produce a certain amount of vitamin B in our gut, but more importantly, there are transporters in the gut that precipitate the uptake and utilization of B vitamins. As the case of B12, I remember distinctly one was called intrinsic factor. So I'm wondering if people with schizophrenia, is there a dietary intake issue or the possibility of some sort of gut microbial dysbiosis that is potentially precipitating this condition if B vitamins play such a large role in mitigating the symptoms?
Well, yeah, that is a very interesting question, actually, and it could be a little bit of both. There may be a genetic basis for sort of an inability to absorb folate, which is obviously vitamin B9, in people with schizophrenia. There have been studies that have shown these people are more likely to have genetic mutations that signify you'll be less able to absorb folate, even if it is in your diet. But then other studies at the same time have shown that people with schizophrenia generally have quite a poor diet, quite poor dietary intake of all vitamins and minerals, and also more likely to have vitamin and mineral deficiencies and elevated homocysteine levels, which is to report mental health as well. You know, like people underestimate the impact that a bad diet can actually have on your mental health. If you eat bad, it can actually reduce your health. Or if you're already experiencing psychiatric symptoms, it could certainly exasperate them and make them worse. So it could be a little bit of both. And interestingly, some of these clinical trials that they've done with the B vitamins, they've found that the B vitamins are particularly effective for certain subgroups of patients, and that is the ones who do have elevated homocysteine or do have low blood folate or these genetic mutations that are associated with poor folate absorption. So it could be either of those factors, and it's something worth exploring further to really target these treatments and have the like maximal effects for patients.
What type of B12 were they using in some of these RCTs? Was it the methylcobalamin or was it the cyanocobalamin? Because there's a lot of discussion amongst the vitamin B gurus today that the active forms, the methylated, and in the case of B12, even the hydroxylated version of B12 is a better alternative than the one bonded to cyanide, which is cyanocobalamin. Did they use any type of unique isoforms of B12 in any of the research?
I believe that they mostly use the methyl form, but there definitely was one of these trials at least that used the cyanocobalamin. We're not at a stage to say which is most effective for treating schizophrenia. I know there is like a whole other area of research going off about how these different forms and of B vitamins are absorbed and how useful they are in the body. But all these ones here in these trials that we studied were all just oral administration, because obviously you can get higher doses if you're injecting B vitamins, but this is just by simple oral administration of the B vitamins.
How high doses were they using in these RCTs? Because if someone does have a difficulty absorbing and utilizing B vitamins, can that be overcome simply by taking more, or should we be looking for injectable B vitamins?
Yeah, I believe that it usually can become overcome by by supplementing orally. For instance, there was one study with methylfolate, vitamin B9, which used 15 milligrams, which is a very, very high dose, but obviously it's not harmful because it's just a water-soluble vitamin. And this were in people who were already suffering with folate deficiencies, so indicating that they probably do have some either severe dietary deficit or some inability to absorb folate. And that had a really big positive effect on those patients in, again, quite a short period of time. So it suggests that we don't need to start injecting people with vitamins with schizophrenia just yet. That might be like a last line for a certain few people who are lacking intrinsic factors and things like this that make it totally impossible for it to absorb them nutrients just in through the stomach. But right now, everything's suggesting that by just combining it in the right doses, and there's probably lots of, it's important to note that this is very early days in this sort of area of research. There's probably lots of other nutrients as well. B vitamins is just one that's gained a lot of interest over the last few years, and it's like the first go-to usually because it's been shown to have so many positive effects on other areas of mental health and physical health. But there'll be lots of other vitamins and minerals that are worth exploring as well that can probably have positive effects specifically for this patient group. So it's still very much early days, and the jury's not out just yet on which is going to be most effective. But in terms of promising, yeah, definitely promising, just from oral administration without needing to go injecting anybody just yet.
Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. We're talking about B vitamins and schizophrenia. This is very, very compelling, very, very exciting research. Anybody out there who is listening, who knows someone who is suffering from schizophrenia may want to consider doing some more research into this area and possibly getting with your physician to work on getting a B vitamin regimen set up. It can't hurt. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are.
Welcome back.
There's bullet holes where my compassion used to.
Talking with Joseph Firth about the role of B vitamins in helping to treat symptoms of schizophrenia. So, I personally take a fairly high dosed, but it's a sustained release B vitamin, because we know B vitamins kind of hit you and they're gone. They're water soluble. You see them coming out in your urine. It makes it a beautiful yellow, almost the color of antifreeze color. You think there's any value to having B vitamins be in the system for longer durations throughout the day?
Yes, absolutely. It is a good thing in many ways that they are water soluble and pass through you so quickly, because it means we can trial these sort of nutrients without worrying about causing any harm, or because we know the body just deals with it as it comes in. But there's also the issue that you do continuously need to keep taking these supplements, and even if you take, say, one a day, then it's probably out of your system before the, you take your next dose. So really, like you say, staggered dose supplements are the way forward to confer maximal benefits so that you're getting a constant stream, especially when you're looking to sort of treat an illness. Maybe just for general well-being, it might not be necessary to have a constant high dose of supply of B vitamins running through your body. I'm not really sure. But when you're looking to sort of treat an illness, and that is what you're wanting to do, that's like your target, then the more that you can expose somebody to your active treatment, the more effects that you would imagine it would have.
I just want to plug one of our sponsors, because I use a product made by Jigsaw Health, and it's called Activated B Vitamin SRT, and it's all the methyl versions of all the B vitamins, but it's in a sustained release. It delivers over 8 hours at a time. So if anybody's interested in that, you can go to our website and learn more about that. So there were other vitamins that you said may also be beneficial that were kind of discovered in this meta-analysis, correct? Could you share any of the other ones with us?
Yeah, so there's some interesting results, not so much from this meta-analysis, but from other studies which have been happening lately about N-acetylcysteine, which is a naturally occurring amino acid, and that's been shown to have treat areas of schizophrenia that are not treated by the medications. And when I say that, I mean the like lack of motivation that a lot of patients experience, and the social withdrawal, and these areas, you know, they're not so much psychotic symptoms, but they are very disabling to people with the illness, and they stop people from recovering. And N-acetylcysteine has been proven to ameliorate those. And that again is another example of something that was just sort of tried. You know, there's got to be more out there. This is very early days for this research, and for us to be having such large successes from such early stages indicates that nutritional treatments could be a big step forward in the sort of add-on treatment of schizophrenia, for really plugging the areas that the medications don't fill. In this meta-analysis, we also found some indication that zinc might be effective, which is interesting because that has been shown to be effective for depression, and they're currently running some trials now which is combining zinc with various other nutrients that might be effective for depression, such as tryptophan and I believe omega-3 fatty acids
right.
into like a super pill. And the idea being for, again, people medicated who haven't responded well to the medications. Obviously, depression is not schizophrenia, but it is a very prevalent and disabling mental illness. And we do need new treatments for that as well. So if this sort of targeted polypill can provide an adjunctive cure, that would be very interesting. It could really change the face of treatment for depression. And, you know, there's lots going off to do with diet and stuff as well. They've recently just published a study about the Mediterranean diet reducing depressive symptoms, ran by a really good research group in Australia. So, the only limit is your imagination with these things at the moment. We don't really know where the field's taking us, but there's lots of promise in these early days.
Well, the Mediterranean diet, and as you pointed out a moment ago, fish oil supplements, omega-3 supplements, they've been... I went to an ancestral health symposium about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I listened to a lecture by a brilliant scientist who linked together conclusively chronic inflammation and depression in a certain category of severe depressive disorders. And they showed that by giving these individuals either triglyceride-bound omega-3 fatty acids from fish or actually increasing their intake of fish, because not everybody likes fish, but if they do like fish, by increasing their intake of fish and reducing their intake of omega-6 fatty acids, which are pro-inflammatory, that a lot of the depressive symptoms went away. And, you know, when we talk about this, it's kind of this nebulous discussion, right? Clinicians and scientists, they hear this and they go, yeah, but, you know, you really can't control people's diets, you know. It's hard enough to get them to take their meds, never mind tell them to eat differently. But what I'm more fascinated by this is when you look at the most economically underserved areas of, say, the United States, we call them food deserts because all they have is Popeye's fried chicken and McDonald's and all these foods that are fried in soybean oils and all these foods that are very, very high in pro-inflammatory fat, edible oils. And you have the highest rates of violence, depression, psychoses, and so on. And it's almost like no one's paying attention. No one, you know, I get it. We can't control people and what they eat, but we can at least make people aware. So those out there who are interested in some tangible, sustainable changes in their lives can grab onto this information and go, wow, maybe if I cut down on all this garbage food, some of my mental illnesses will get better.
Yes, absolutely. I'd agree 100% with that one. I do think the impact of a negative diet on mental health is at the moment vastly underestimated and perhaps even downplayed potentially by like the big players in the industry who might be earning a lot of money from these type of unhealthy foods. But it's also fascinating what you say about like the inflammatory hypothesis, and that is definitely in schizophrenia the same thing. The inflammation is one potential pathway through which a bad diet could be affecting mental health, but then also nutrient supplementation could be improving mental health. For instance, N-acetylcysteine, which I was speaking about earlier, is a very powerful antioxidant, and we believe that the mechanism that that acts through for people with schizophrenia is its antioxidant properties. And this is because in the early stages of schizophrenia, this is when we really see high levels of inflammation in the body and also in the brain, neuroinflammation affecting patients. And these levels of inflammation are correlated with the symptoms that people are presenting with. So that makes us think, oh, wow, you know, if we can find a way to reduce inflammation, which we're not sure whether the antipsychotics, what sort of role they play in it, then you could perhaps have more positive outcomes for patients. And, yeah, whereas people eating... people who might have those sort of mental health problems anyway and then going to eat all these pro-inflammatory foods is just like literally a recipe for disaster. Really.
Yes. Well, and I feel so bad for parents who struggle with children who are on the spectrum, for instance, because they'll tell you, my child will not eat anything but drink Coca-Cola and eat some terrible cereal.
We can't get them to eat it. And and the irony is that those foods could actually be making the symptoms worse. One other thing I want to point out real quick. N-acetylcysteine is a powerful precursor to glutathione. And glutathione is one of the most powerful antioxidants, but also anti-inflammatory. It completely quenches reactive oxygen species that's produced by the liver. N-acetylcysteine is magic for people who have inflammatory disorders because of that ability for it to upregulate the production of glutathione. Any comments on that?
Yeah, absolutely. N-acetylcysteine has massive promise in the treatment of mental health conditions and then perhaps overall well-being. There's lots of evidence appearing, again, by the same research groups that I was talking about earlier in Australia, using this treatment for depression, using this treatment for psychosis, schizophrenia, and then early psychosis. There's more research using it for, I believe, ADHD or OCD, one of those two conditions.
Yes.
It's not in my area, but I know that it looks like it actually has a plethora of benefits potentially, which can benefit basically anybody who's experiencing high levels of inflammation from perhaps a mental health condition that's causing that inflammation, perhaps a poor diet or whatever it might be. Even alcoholic syndrome, I believe, is helped by L-cysteine. There's lots of benefits to it. And whether there's other antioxidants as well, you know, N-acetylcysteine is an obvious one to test because, like you say, a precursor to glutathione, the mechanism is very direct and we can see how that works. So it's been the first one, well, not the first, but the first one to be really extensively trialed across a range of conditions. But there's plenty more out there, and perhaps combining it with nutrients and things like that is where we're going to really find our answers to these mental health conditions, which currently, although, you know, there is a lot of good treatments better than there was, say, 10 years ago, are still not resolved by our current courses of treatments generally. So perhaps this is where we're going to finally find our answers, but time will tell.
Well, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how this can translate to meaningful changes in the doctor's office, where the doctor is being presented with a child who has symptoms, and they go right to the stronger drugs. How do we convince doctors to hold off on that and try some of these less harsh but possibly more meaningful approaches and therapies? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Talking with Joseph Firth, we're talking about B vitamins and schizophrenia. And this research is really very compelling, Joseph. So right now there is someone sitting in the waiting room of a physician because their child is developing some symptoms that look and smell like schizophrenia, and the doctor is going to see that patient and prescribe one of these drugs that we opened the show talking about that are quite harsh. How do we get physicians to go, I've got these here arrows in my quiver. I think I'm going to start off with B vitamins, some N-acetylcysteine, and let's review the diet of your child.
Yeah, that is a very tricky thing, and I would say that the only way to ever get to that point is by creating the type of evidence, the type of rigorous clinical evidence that clinicians can actually rely upon and believe will work. Right now, the evidence base is still quite limited that these type of treatments can outdo, say, antipsychotics, which we can see, even though they do have negative side effects long term, say if a young person does present in quite like an acute psychotic episode and we medicate them with a powerful antipsychotic drug, then you'll see those symptoms. It looks like a miracle drug in some respects at first, because you'll see those symptoms dissipate within a couple of weeks in a lot of cases. But, you know, it's the long term effects of these medications that we really need to avoid, and we need to start looking at other ways that perhaps we can use them initially for a very short period of time to help people level out, but then quickly, rapidly switch to other sorts of more sustainable treatments that can really help people recover long term. And it is really about producing the evidence. Clinicians have a responsibility. They're doing the right thing. They have a responsibility to help people be non-psychotic, and they've only got a certain range of tools that they can believe in right now, so they're doing the right thing by prescribing those. And it's up to the researchers and the investors and the funders to make it possible that clinicians can also believe in these novel approaches. Previously, all my last lot of studies was about exercise and the benefits of physical exercise for young people in the early stages of schizophrenia, and that's something that also can be very effective but is underused. And perhaps it's confusing for clinicians, because a young person who presents in their service, like you said, they'll be quite able to detect the early signs of schizophrenia, but it'll very rarely look like it's anything to do with a vitamin deficiency. They'll probably know about what's going on in this young person's life. Perhaps they're having a lot of stressful life circumstances. Perhaps they've got a genetic history of schizophrenia. And it's it's very unlikely to look like a vitamin deficiency, and it's very unlikely that it actually will be a vitamin deficiency. We're not saying that these conditions are caused by poor diet. They might be exacerbated for people who already have poor mental health. But just because something's not caused by poor diet doesn't mean that nutrients can't help resolve it and won't be effective. You know, psychosis is not caused by a lack of antipsychotics, but we know that they certainly reduce the illness. And it's the same thing for nutrients. You know, it's just another chemical that could potentially be psychoactive in some respects, that, you know, has effects on the brain and on the whole body, which could be effective for treating the illness without you ever ascribing the illness to that cause. So you can't just think to yourself, oh, well, schizophrenia is not due to vitamin deficiency, so let's not, why are we bothering looking at vitamins? They can still be as useful as any other chemical, be it synthetic or natural. And it's important to bear that in mind and perhaps educate clinicians about that. But then the main thing right now, they can't prescribe B vitamins instead of antipsychotics if someone is psychotic, because they'd probably be taking a chance. We need more rigorous long-term evidence, really.
Well, and then the other thing that is a little confounding is that the research that you were able to analyze was the use of these B vitamins in conjunction with these antipsychotic drugs. And chances are there's some competition going on between the drugs and the B vitamins. And I suspect that if you take the drugs out, the B vitamins will actually work better once the drugs are taken out of the scenario. Now, obviously, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a clinician. I'm just taking a guess here from what I saw happen to my sister with the Sinemet and the B vitamins. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, like you say, that is just a guess. But what this meta-analysis did show, which is interesting, is that these B vitamins are certainly more effective among people who are in earlier stages of illness. So, people who have had schizophrenia for many, many years, perhaps less sensitive to these adjunctive treatments, whereas the studies that implemented them quite early on in not so much younger patients, they're all quite late on, to be fair. But even in this late stage, the earlier was the better. And that sort of indicates to me that running these type of trials in the early psychosis group, perhaps before people have even been diagnosed with full-blown schizophrenia, as it might be termed, just with brief psychotic disorders or whatever you might have, using them real early on when perhaps antipsychotics aren't even needed, could be the most effective time, and that's when it might really hold promise, particularly if you combine it with other lifestyle interventions, exercise combined with a nutritional program and then therapy. All that put together in a young person in the early stages, I have no doubt in my mind, the evidence is yet to prove it, but I have no doubt in my mind that would result in better long-term outcomes than just simply prescribing someone with antipsychotics and waiting for them to relapse like everybody does. So, you know, it's about producing that sort of evidence where clinicians can look at it and go, wow, this type of program will help somebody actually get better. And the alternative, you know, antipsychotics is perhaps easier, but it's not going to work long term. And once we've got that type of evidence, then people can really rely upon it. Right now, like you say, all the studies have been done in medicated patients because we don't have enough evidence to take people off the meds.
Yeah. The time to really introduce this is before they're put on the meds, I think, really. I have a funny feeling that we just lost Joseph Firth. I'm so sad if that's the case. Can you hear me, Joseph? Well, you know what? That was the end of the interview anyway. So, unfortunately, I'm not able to say goodbye. It looks like we've lost him. Let's make sure. Hold on a second. Joseph, can you hear me? Hello? Joseph? Okay. Well, look, we're going to take our last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere.
Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today. And get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We've got Joseph Firth back on. You there?
Yes, I hope so. Excellent. Am I there?
Yeah, you're here. You're here. We were just wrapping up the interview. I was actually going to thank you for coming on the show. I really think that this, whenever I see research like this, I applaud the people publishing it, because we know there has to be alternatives before we go to some of these pharmaceutical drugs. Something you said a little while ago is something that I've been saying for 11 years. You know, when they put you on antidepressants, it's not because you are deficient in an SSRI. You know, there's something else going on there. And the reality is that doctors today go through elaborate training to understand biology and physiology. But then they really don't have a chance to apply that knowledge and look for the root causes of diseases, because the standard of care must be followed if they don't want to be sued, if they want the insurance companies to pay them, which obviously they need desperately because they come out of school, you know, mired in debt. And it really is a tough situation for physicians today. I know a lot of physicians that are switching over to concierge service so they don't have to deal with insurance companies anymore. And now they can practice medicine the way they want, so to speak. But, you know, this type of research is great, because even if you reach one doctor out of 1,000 and get them to think, you know, maybe we'll try this gently with this particular patient. Let's look at their diet. Let's get them on a high-dose B vitamin. Let's monitor them for the next 2 weeks very, very closely, so we're not doing anything that could be considered dereliction of duty. And if we see some positive changes, let's forego putting them on, you know, an antipsychotic-type drug quickly and see how far we can get with this. And that is what doctors want to do. And that is what patients want doctors to do. But unfortunately, the system dictates what doctors can do and what patients see. And it's very, very sad to me. It really, really is. For 11 years, I've been railing against this, because it's doctors don't become doctors because they want to peddle pills.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and thanks for the encouragement, Carl. Just to add to that, perhaps a more encouraging note from my side, is that this type of research that we've done here is definitely not the end point. This is just a stepping stone, bringing together previous knowledge. And we're putting in for a lot of grants now and a lot of studies. And we're really trying to kick it off. Just what type of nutrients can help people in the early stages of various mental illnesses, including depression, including psychosis. And we do have the goal of changing the way that these illnesses are understood and changing the way that these illnesses in the early stages, when we could change the trajectory. I do believe that, given time, we will produce the evidence that people can really look at, and, you know, it'd be stupid not to. It'd be stupid not to use these sort of nutritional treatments. So not just to reach one doctor in 1,000. I don't really know how it works in the USA, but over here in the UK, we have the NHS, obviously, and a change to, like, the clinical practice guidelines can affect the entire country at once, and they're regularly updated on the basis of new evidence. And that's sort of, like, our aims over here, and something we're going to continuously work towards until we've proven that it either does work, in which case it could change everything, or doesn't work, in which case it's time to try something else. But I'm betting on option A.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks a lot, mate. It's been fun.
Take care. So there you have it. It's very interesting, and it would be irresponsible of me to say to people, oh, take your kid off of antipsychotic drugs, but I would not be irresponsible by saying you should be adding B vitamins to your child's regimen, and acetylcysteine, as you heard, and maybe some fish oil, if they are suffering from some sort of psychosis. And also, I got to plug one more time Jigsaw Health, because they have a high dose activated form of all the B vitamins. It's kind of like a B100, but it's the activated form, all the methyl forms, and it's in a sustained release tablet. So it doesn't just dissolve and you pee it out 2 hours later. It's delivering for 8 hours. I take two of them every morning as part of my pre-workout. So go to superhumanradio.com, click the Jigsaw Health banner ad, and save 10% off your order today. And that's all we've got for today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
Four point 6 million years.